Drummer Tony Allen is widely hailed as one of the founders of Afrobeat, alongside his longtime musical partner, Fela Kuti. The 79-year-old Allen died Wednesday evening in Paris of a heart attack. NPR's Anastasia Silkis has this appreciation.
Sitting behind his drum kit, Tony Allen used his whole body to lay out intricate polyrhythms with all four limbs. Allen didn't begin playing drums until he was 18 years old, but just months later, he became a professional musician. Allen met Fela Kuti in the early 1960s in Lagos, Nigeria, and in 1969, they formed the legendary band Africa 70. Allen wasn't just the band's drummer, he was its musical director, layering horns and soaring vocals, often with highly political lyrics over a driving groove. In 1979, Allen left the band, in part because he felt he wasn't being recognized and compensated for his contributions. But he continued to be a musical adventurer, dipping into everything from Afrofunk to electronica. His last album was released only last month. It's a collaboration with the late South African trumpeter Hugh Masekela. Some of Tony Allen's own music was explicitly political, but he believed in rejoicing in the small things of life too, as he told NPR in 2010.
Celebration is every day. That's the way we look at it. It's like it's every day we celebrate.
It's a message he delivered through his exuberant music for more than five decades. Anastasia Tsilkas, NPR News, New York.